Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And Joe, we haven't gotten to this yet here on the show, but it was a huge talking point last night on Titans Twitter. The Pro Bowl rosters come out, and the Titans have two Pro Bowlers announced, Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown, and noticeably not in the Pro Bowl discussion, Ryan Tannehill left off of the list. You look around the AFC, obviously Patrick Mahomes gets in there. Josh Allen is in there. Deshaun Watson is in there. Ryan Tannehill nowhere to be found in the Pro Bowl discussion. And Joe, as you might imagine, Titans fans were furious last night on Twitter that Tannehill got no love for the Pro Bowl, as they should be.
Yeah, so listen, so let's, first of all, let's separate two things here. The Pro Bowl itself means absolutely nothing. I haven't watched Correct. That thing since the 90s. It's totally worthless. And this year, actually, they should just do it. Like, play some stupid video game, call it a day. You know, but Pro Bowl honors do mean something. They mean a lot to players. I mean, certainly they mean a lot in contract negotiations. There's no doubt about that, right? I mean, look, we use Pro Bowl picks to talk about teams. You know, a team with 11 Pro Bowlers got beat by a team with one or whatever. I mean, it's part of how we evaluate teams. If you have X number of Pro Bowlers, or, you know, your offensive line, you have three Pro Bowlers. Whatever the case may be, I mean, it's used as a way to evaluate. It's just like in college football, All-America honors matter. There's no All-America game, you know. There's no Heisman game. I mean, this is a big honor. It's the highest honor in terms of individual. Well, I mean, All-Pro is the highest honor, but the Pro Bowl is a significant thing, and it does matter. It matters to fans. It matters to players. It matters to teams. Vrabel, of course, yesterday like basically laughed at it, and that's fine. he's not gonna indulge the individual aspect of all this, but Tannehill got hosed, and I know that that's a very Nashville homer take on this, but to me it's Mahomes for sure. Obviously he's the first pick. To me, the three should have been Mahomes, Watson, Tannehill, and Josh Allen just missing out. Now I understand. Got in this fight with Jared last night, you know, pointing out that Allen was the second pick. I don't care. To me, Allen is the fourth pick, and Watson is ahead of Allen. That's just how I look at it. Now, I know a lot of people look at Watson and say, wait a minute, how are you putting a guy in there for a terrible team? Well, to me, when you trade away his best receiver and the entire organization around him decides to just defecate on itself, and he still throws for 41-34, 27-6, a 110.6 rating, and all the things he's doing despite those circumstances, great players on bad teams get Pro Bowl nods too. And I know that we like to look at wins and losses as a quarterback stat, but I think the guy's been incredible given the circumstances. Josh Allen's been great too. He's got 4,000 passing yards.
Right.
But Tannehill has better numbers than him. You know, in terms of he has a better rating, 110.4 to 104.2. Tannehill 31-5, touchdown to pick. Allen is 30-9, yards per attempt. Tannehill 8-1, Allen 7-8. I mean, basically, you know, Allen has more yards. Tannehill's at 34.82, still could get to 4,000. I think it's an oversight, and I think it's just another example of people around the league dismissing Tannehill, underrating him, overlooking him. Casting him aside because the perception is he's just sort of handing off to Derrick Henry and taking advantage of huge windows afforded by play action passing, which is not true. None of it's true, but that's how it's going to be for him here.
So, but like, how does he overcome that at this point? Because that's the amazing thing to me. And I agree. Look, I think a lot of people, number one, they don't watch the Titans a lot, probably as much as they should. And number two, they just see Derrick Henry and the ridiculous things that he does and just assume that that's the main reason for the Titans' success. And look, Derrick Henry, we get it. He's certainly a huge reason the Titans have turned into the team that they've turned into. But you don't have to look that far for Ryan Tannehill to be impressed. Like, he's thrown for 3,500 yards, 31 touchdowns, and 5 picks. Like, even if you're just going off the basic stats like that, that's a really, really good season for Ryan Tannehill. So I just wonder, like, at this point, what does he have to do to change this narrative from a nationwide perspective? Like, Titans fans, they know. They know how good Tannehill is. We've talked about it a lot. They know the difference in this franchise since he took over as quarterback. I just wonder what it's going to take from a national perspective for him to get the respect that he deserves.
Well, he needs Derrick Henry to run 15 times for 19 yards Sunday. He needs to throw for 480 in a win. So, you know, if that happens Sunday night, and this is, I mean, I joke, but like here's a game where Tannehill can distinguish himself. And of course, you know, for them to win, they both need to play well in reality, but it's something like that. I do think that the playoff games last year sort of reinforced what people want to believe, even though we saw enough in the regular season around here to know that that was not accurate. But who was watching the Titans last year? They were terrible early. They kind of, you know, surged late, got in the playoffs. Then you go in the playoffs and you got two straight games where he is largely a caretaker of that offense. He still made big plays in both of those wins over New England and Baltimore, but the numbers were very meager. Derrick Henry's numbers were off the charts. And so that helps reinforce the belief. So this game, any postseason games that may come down the line, that's the path if Tannehill, and again, I know it's not his primary concern, but for this to change, that's where he would have to have huge games.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam in Portland texts in, says, Tannehill got hosed, only the best Titans quarterback season in history, and they leave him out. The Pro Bowl is a joke, but what a slap in our faces. Let's go get that Super Bowl ring, and Tannehill can wear it on his middle finger and show it to the voters. Adam in Portland, ooh, very strong feelings about Tannehill getting hosed. I like
those
it.
Those are some strong feelings. Most of the, you know, there's a whole, this is one of the things you can set your watch to, you know, is you're going to have all these articles the next day on snubs, you know, and Tannehill is in most of them. He's listed prominently. CBS put him and Calvin Ridley, you know, at the top of the list. I tell you what, DeForest Buckner, by the way, talk about a snub.
Yeah.
That's an oversight. That guy should be in for sure. But yeah, it is funny that USA Today piece didn't mention him at all, and it mentioned a whole bunch of guys. So, you know, so there you go. Snubbed twice. But for the most part, I mean, it's hard. I mean, the AFC has good quarterbacks, and I think you really do have that. I think that's your clear top four for three spots. And it's not like egregious that Josh Allen in his 4,000-yard season, with all he's doing for that team, which is really good, it's not like crazy that he gets the nod. And I know some people will look at Houston's record and want to disqualify Deshaun Watson, but I disagree with that. So it is close, but it's too bad because, again, this is historic. And right now, I mean, he's got a chance for 4,000 yards. He's got a chance. He's already got the Titans record for touchdowns. He's got a chance for the franchise record, which goes back to like a ridiculous George Blanda season when the Oilers were doing stuff that the NFL wasn't ready to see. So that kind of stuff you would think would result in a Pro Bowl.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt from Camden text in, says the Pro Bowl is nothing but a popularity contest and Tannehill got robbed. Deshaun's had an okay season, but you can't just dismiss Tannehill's numbers and productivity. Now, I would say this, Deshaun Watson, I would classify his season as better than okay, especially given the weapons around him and trading his best receiver off. But certainly, I mean, the Tannehill stuff, a lot of it is due to, I think, popularity or lack thereof with Ryan Tannehill from a nationwide perspective.
Yes. But yeah, and again with Watson, so the top rating, you know, QB rating is Rodgers 118. Then it's Mahomes and Watson are second at 110.6. Watson leads the NFL 8.8 yards per attempt, which is a ridiculous number.
Yes.
For people may remember Tannehill had 9.6 last year, which was insane. But 8.8 is a big number. I mean, Mahomes is 8.2. Rodgers is 8.0. You know, Tannehill, by the way, is 8.1. So, you know, to put in perspective, I mean, he's in that neighborhood with the very, very best, but Watson is, I mean, Watson's numbers are stupid and, you know, the wins aren't coming, but, you know, he also just about beat the Colts two of the last 3 weeks and you got two fumbles at the goal line that take that away. I mean, it's, I mean, I know that some people, especially with that position, the W's and the L's matter. They don't matter that way at other positions, which I always found interesting.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ben texts in and says he needs to put up better numbers and play more like a quarterback that has no running game. That's what the other guys do. They prove they are a good quarterback with or without a running back. Okay. I mean, has he proved that at this point?
Yeah, he has. But, I mean, I get people saying that. But, like, again, it's you find me the great players in the history of this league who just did it by themselves, you know, whether it's a great running game. I mean, so Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a great running game. He actually does have like good backs and they can run the ball when they want to, but what about what's all around him? I mean, does having the most lethal receiver and the tight end who's having the greatest tight end season in history, does that matter? Do we knock him down for that? I don't think so.
No.
It's just, you know, Watson, of course, and this is why I think Watson is in, because you take Hopkins away and he's still doing this stuff, but he still has talent around him. I mean, I just, like, Aaron Rodgers is right there for MVP. He has a running game. He has a really good running game complimenting him, but I have not heard one person say, yeah, Rodgers is good, but man, Aaron Jones, you know, like, come on. What would the guy be without Aaron Jones? I know it's not the exact same thing, but I think it's just people looking for excuses.
Yeah, and some of it is perception too, and that's why like it was interesting to get Mike Tannenbaum on yesterday talking about obviously his time in Miami with Tannehill and overcoming that perception. And it's interesting, like once you have like this stigma on you in the league, how difficult it is to move past that. Like I saw, you know, some Titans fans were getting into it last night with Patriots and Dolphins fans about Ryan Tannehill, and Patriots fans are just still convinced that Ryan Tannehill is absolute garbage based on what they saw in Miami and then the playoff game last year. And it just goes back to not enough people have watched and have seen what he does.
No, absolutely. So here's an interesting question. Well, we got to go to break here soon, but no. So Corey Curtis texts me, you know, who's the MVP of the Titans?
Who's the MVP of the Titans? I mean, we had that discussion early in the season and I went with Tannehill. Now, I don't know, like right now, it's close between Tannehill and Henry, but if you're talking about Henry in like a league MVP situation, doesn't he have to be the MVP of the Titans?
Well, probably, except here's the thing. You know, when you talk about league MVP, you know, the difference between those two is that Henry is the best at his position. Tannehill is not.
Right.
And the guys who are better than him are in that discussion. But I think you'd still make a case for Tannehill to be the MVP of his team because he's the quarterback. You know, I mean, I think it's really close.
Sure.
I mean, again, I think that you can almost give them co-MVPs. I think most people around the league would say, oh, are you kidding me? It's Henry. And then you have an okay quarterback who has benefited from being with Derrick Henry.
We'll continue this discussion on the other side of the break. When we come back, let us know your reaction to Ryan Tannehill being snubbed from the Pro Bowl. What's he going to have to do to change the perception in the NFL? 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025 on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, taking you through this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Our man Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will join us at 8:30. Looking forward to getting into all things NFL with him. Charles is great each and every Tuesday. And then at 9 o'clock, Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes joining us here on the program. So looking forward to that conversation as well. Joe, going back to our discussion in the last segment, the question you threw out about who is the Titans MVP right now? We've talked about Derrick Henry, maybe where he fits in the league discussion, but who would we give the MVP award to with the Titans right now? Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Adam texts in and says, look at it like this. Who is of more value added in terms of can Tannehill lead us to wins if Darrington Evans is the lead back? Can Henry still win his games if Logan Woodside is his quarterback? They're both nightmare scenarios for us. They are co-MVPs. Now, I hear what Adam's saying there, Joe, but I would say this. I would still feel a lot more comfortable if Tannehill's the quarterback and Henry's out than I would if Logan Woodside is the quarterback and Henry's in the game. And I think that's just because of the nature of the position.
Yes. No, totally agree. But my personal text line is blowing up, by the way. So
okay.
I got Corey Curtis making basically that same point. You know, that like this offense, let's say this offense with Tannehill McNichols, or make it Woodside Henry. Which are you taking? I think everybody's taking Tannehill McNichols, right? And that's exactly why quarterbacks make more than double what running backs make. That's why quarterbacks win every MVP. So I agree. And Kyle Tucker, friend of the show, my athletic coworker, who you know covers the Titans along with Kentucky basketball. You know, I mean, he's a big believer that Tannehill's totally underrated. You know, and it's the same case. It's like, you know, his point is like, think about how many elite throws he stood in. The offensive line goes down. He gets hit. He makes these big time throws. The 2-minute success he's had. And he's right. I mean, Tannehill's been great. I mean, like Tannehill has been great. Is it tied to Henry? Sure. I mean, when you have that play action ability,
yeah,
and when you have a running back who can do those things, absolutely.
I tell you this, Derrick Henry certainly helps him in the running game in terms of that goal line dive that they fake, and then Tannehill just waltzes in. It's the easiest touchdowns of his career.
Right. But there's still plenty of times, again, 2-minute is a good point. There's times when Henry's off the field,
yep,
when Tannehill has to make plays. And there's, I mean, there's a lot of – this team's still been in plenty of – I mean, it's not like they've been in third one all year. You know, they've had plenty of third long situations. Henry on the sideline, third down back in the game. Everybody knows you're passing because this is what – again, I love my guy Mike Sando with the Athletic, but he kind of drives the – oh, how many play action, you know, open window throws does Tannehill get? He again, you watch him game after game, play after play. He makes a lot of drop back, tight window, pass rush coming, got to make a quick decision throws. He makes a lot of them, and he's really, really good at it. And it's just, you know, it's too bad that he gets overlooked, I think, because of the great player back there with him. But that's just how it is. You know, the bottom line is the Titans will gladly take the overlooked, snubbed quarterback who has 31 TDs, 5 picks, and is one of the best at his position in the league, even if people don't want to acknowledge it.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, we've already seen what Mariota and Henry gets us. It's got to be Tannehill for team MVP. Look, I mean, there's no question that this franchise turned around when Tannehill became the starting quarterback. And I think, obviously, both players benefit from each other. Tannehill benefits from Henry, and Henry benefits from Tannehill. But the big jump was certainly when the quarterback switch was made. But that goes back, like, so if we think that Tannehill is the team MVP, can you have a league MVP when he's not even the MVP on his own team? You know what I mean? Like, if you're putting Derrick Henry in the league MVP conversation, and you're under the belief that Tannehill is the Titans MVP, how can Derrick Henry be the league MVP if he's not the most valuable player on his own team?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a fair question. Again, I think that gets into, I mean, sometimes when someone does something historic that elevates them, again, one of them is clearly the best to me, the best at his position, certainly the best doing what he does. His primary skill running the football, there's no one better than him in the league. Ryan Tannehill's primary skill throwing the football, there are people better than him in the league. The position dictates that, you know, the MVP your team is usually your quarterback. There's a stat here that Michael David Smith, Pro Football Talk, tweeted out. Derrick Henry has had 26 games with Tannehill. He has 3,249 rushing yards. In the 26 games before Tannehill, 1,735 rushing yards. So basically double. Now, one thing about that stat to remember is a lot of those 26 games before him, he wasn't even the starter. You know, so a lot of this is still Derrick Henry finding his game and finding his best self, right? But I mean, even last year, he had found it at the end of 18, and he was struggling early. He was not putting up numbers in six games last year, and then Tannehill comes in, and all of a sudden, it all opens up. So, again, it's mutually beneficial, but it's way more viewed around the league as, look what Henry does for Tannehill, and people hardly ever talk about, look what Tannehill does for Henry.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate texts in and says, I don't think Tannehill's perception can be changed in the NFL. Even if he and Henry play extraordinarily well down the stretch and win a Super Bowl, the haters will say he got lucky because of Derrick Henry. If he had any shot to change his perception, he would have to at least win back-to-back Super Bowls. So Nate's saying it's going to take two Super Bowls for Tannehill. Forget the one, baby. You got to win two of them. I hear what he's saying of like if the Titans go on to have a successful run and everybody stays healthy and Derrick Henry keeps playing like this, like regardless of what Tannehill does, a lot of the talk around the league is going to be, well, yeah, but like look at Derrick Henry. Anybody could do that with Derrick Henry as a running back, which I know neither one of us buy, but that's going to be a talking point.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of dumb talking points.
Yeah, there are.
Because that's what it is. Because, again, let's throw Logan Woodside in. You got Derrick Henry. Let's see it. You know, let's see those numbers. I mean, I agree with the idea of, okay, average back with Tannehill. What are you choosing? You're a Titans fan. Next year, you can have an average, the average NFL running back, and Ryan Tannehill is your quarterback, or you can have the average NFL quarterback and Derrick Henry is your running back. If you're being honest with yourself, you're picking the average NFL running back and Ryan Tannehill is your quarterback. Even though Derrick Henry is the most popular athlete in this town, he's, I think, the most likely guy in this team to be in the Hall of Fame someday. All those things, that's the smart move to win football games. And again, that's where it's just the positions. That's why they're paid the way they are. You know, it's the most important position.
I'll say this, yeah. If Derrick Henry made it that easy, Marcus Mariota wouldn't be a backup somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good point.
Yeah, I will say this. Mariota had healthy, I think, what, about maybe 3-4 games with Derrick Henry.
Right.
You know. Now, Mariota was back to healthy at the beginning of last year and was bad, very bad. And they didn't have Lawan as well. That's worth mentioning. There's a lot of factors involved. But, yeah, I mean, look, Tannehill and Henry have worked well together. It kind of cost you, although I don't think it cost everybody in this league. And it hasn't over the years, you know. Like, people weren't ripping, like, John Elway because he had Terrell Davis winning the rushing title. Everybody knew Elway was a great quarterback. I'm not saying Tannehill is Elway, but there are plenty of great players in this league who have benefited from other great players. It's just interesting how this seems to count more against Tannehill.
Coming up next, Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will join us. We'll get into this conversation with him. How big of a snub was it for Ryan Tannehill to not get in the Pro Bowl? What does he make of this matchup this weekend between the Titans and the Packers? All of that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And it's that time of the week. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. Charles, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well, but yeah, I can guess what we're going to talk about today.
You think so?
I guarantee you there's going to be some Pro Bowl talk.
You're absolutely right.
Ryan Tannehill talk. Let's talk about Ryan Tannehill. I'm sure people are pissed about this.
Well Charles, now that you brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, we all know the Pro Bowl, it's the most important thing in the NFL. But Titans fans, I mean, they're furious yesterday after Tannehill not included. Almost 3,500 yards, 31 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Was Tannehill snubbed, in your opinion?
It's a good argument. It really is. It's a really good argument. I personally would have put him in over Watson because wins matter to me, and I don't knock the guy because he's got Derrick Henry in the backfield. Like I think he and Watson have been really comparable. I mean, Watson's having a unbelievable season, particularly when you consider that, you know, he lost DeAndre Hopkins. If you go and look at his last couple, you know, he loses Will Fuller. I mean, basically his best two receivers right now are Brandon Cooks, who's, you know, prone to getting a concussion when he sneezes, and, you know, David Johnson, who's, you know, a running back. And, but look, I think that part of what Tannehill suffers from is that, you know, Watson's had a more limited body of work, but it's sort of been very above the pale, beyond the pale for quarter. I mean, he's been really good. He's been above the waterline for what's considered a really good quarterback. I think that some people still look at Tannehill and hold some of the Miami years against him. You know, I'm sure there are people who in the league, you know, because coaches vote on this, players vote on this. I think, you know, winning some playoff games, you know, doing something in the postseason matters. It's unfortunate, but I definitely think that I would say this to Titans fans. It's not the worst snub in the world to lose out to Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Deshaun Watson. Like, those are unfortunately, he is in a division where there are a lot of really, really good quarterbacks in the AFC, and he's, you know, to get that nod, he's going to be duking. Now, I hate the Pro Bowl, by the way. I can't believe
it. We all do.
I really do. I hate that. I'm happy for the Titans because they're a guy, you know, I wanted to make, I was like, all right, let me see. A.J. Brown's got to be on there. I was glad that A.J. Brown, obviously Derrick Henry. You know, Tannehill I thought was going to be the real interesting revelation, and I knew the second I saw he didn't make it, the people would be pretty upset about, particularly about Deshaun Watson getting it ahead of him. I care about wins, so I would have given Tannehill the nod over Watson, but it's, you know, the criteria is different for everybody. I mean, I'm an MVP voter, and we have arguments within the group about, you know, what the criteria is for that. And a lot of this stuff is subjective, and I feel bad for Ryan because he's still carrying around some of the Miami stuff, and he's just not that guy anymore. But I also think that that's something that gets resolved, frankly, in postseason games and showing up. And I don't think Henry's not going to hurt him if Tannehill goes and he shows out in the postseason. You earn your rep there. You know, guys will get beyond just saying, well, he's a function of this or a function of that. Or there's always going to be people that will probably pick on him, but I do think that the opportunity is there to kind of shed that by continuing to do what he's done recently in Tennessee. I think guys are getting over this with Tannehill. I do. I think he's getting past it. It's just not quite there yet.
Yeah, well, look, I hate the Pro Bowl too. We all hate the Pro Bowl. But, I mean, the Pro Bowl honors matter to guys, right? I mean, it mattered. They matter to fans. Yeah. It's like All-American in college or the highs or whatever. I mean, it still matters. I'll tell you, Charles, I'm biased personally in this situation. One, I think a lot of people, when they've seen Tannehill, he hasn't been great like in the playoffs. But I have a personal bias. I would have done Watson, Mahomes, Tannehill. I've watched Josh Allen play live 3 times. He has sucked every time. Now, I know that he's good. He's really good. But I also think Tannehill compares favorably to him this year, including beating him head-to-head and way outplaying him in that game.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, Allen's another, I mean, that's another one that, you know, you could definitely make the argument. But I think what Allen has going for him is just that he has continually taken a big step forward, you know, and I think, you know, like you said, you watched him and he's been bad. Well, I've watched him a couple of games. He's been exceptional. So it's, you know, it depends what are you watching. And I think when you get, there's also an element too here of, particularly when players vote. So like, it was interesting because I remember talking to a couple of guys about Allen, before the draft last year when, it was like the Freeman kid, the big quarterback who had the massive arm. He ended up going on draft, the kid out of Buffalo, the out of Buffalo University. And yep. I was talking to some players about Josh Allen, and literally there are players who are like, dude, his arm is better than Mahomes. They're like, dude, like, he's got a better arm than Mahomes. And like, guys who are, I think some guys do vote on traits, like what it's like to play against a guy and the exceptional qualities a player has. You will see players who will vote for those guys. They won't break down stats. They'll go, what do I worry about when I'm on the field with this guy? And I will say that, you know, I would tend to believe that players respect Josh Allen to a pretty high degree right now because of some of the games he's put together, what he brings to the table physically. Yeah, has he had some terrible, dumb moments? Of course, yeah. I think he's still working that out of his, you know, out of his game. But it's there's no good way around this. I mean, I agree with people who think that, that Tannehill should have been there. I don't have any problem with that at all. I would disagree that it's not a debate. I do believe it's a debate.
Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Charles, a pretty intense game coming on Sunday Night Football this week between the Titans and the Packers. What stands out to you about that matchup from the Titans' point of view?
Well, I want to see them beat the crap out of the Packers running the football. I still think the Packers, when you sit there and you look at NFC teams, and I said this all season long, there are five or six teams where they could make the Super Bowl, because I think every NFC team has some exceptional qualities, and I think they all have some fundamental flaws. And I still believe the Green Bay Packers, although the numbers reflect them being more of a middle of the pack run defense, I disagree with that. I think they've played some bad running backs this year. And I think, you know, and every time they've played guys who have, you know, even a marginal quality level, those guys have hurt the Packers a little bit. Go back and look at what David Montgomery and the Bears did to the Packers a few weeks ago. I think that is a flaw that the Packers have. When I talk about, people are like, well, you know, do you put them in the Super Bowl? I'm like, I don't know, because I watched Raheem Mostert kill him last year in the NFC Championship game, and I don't know how, you know, what's really been repaired from that. I still see them being a team that can get gouged. And then this matchup, I'm like, okay, now we're going to find out, because, you know, Derrick Henry, no one can stop him at this point. I mean, it's an embarrassment. It's a highlight reel every single time, you know, he steps on the field on Sunday. And to me, this is going to showcase. I was excited about it because I'm like, good, I want to see. Like, can the Packers stop this guy? Nobody can really stop this guy, but they're going to have to throw every single thing they can at him. And this is the type of game where I would not be surprised at all if it's a 200-yard game for Derrick Henry, because I think the Packers are absolutely vulnerable to a dominant physical back, and they absolutely can be worn down. And if I were the Titans, that's the type of game I would want to play, because, you know, I think Rodgers, as great as Rodgers has been, he is still vulnerable to tempo games, you know, games where, you know, he's waiting a long time to get on the field. And it'll be a fun one for Titans fans to watch if you haven't seen Aaron Rodgers this year, because I'm telling you right now, he's playing as well as I've ever seen him play. I talked to somebody in Green Bay about the whole MVP vote, and this guy's like, listen, I'm telling you, this is the best season Aaron Rodgers has ever had. And it's hard when you watch him to not agree with that.
So, Charles, I think we could all agree that, you know, tanking is not in the vocabulary of NFL players. You know, they don't tank games. But organizations are okay with that, maybe. How devastated are the Jets right now, and how big is this for the Jags that they are now in line to get Trevor Lawrence?
Well, I'd say parts of organizations are okay with that when it depends on what your future is. I think the Jets, it was an interesting situation because you have a coaching staff that they could care less about Trevor Lawrence because they know they're all fired. Like, they know we're done. When right. The season's over, every single one of us can lose a job. We want to go out here, and we don't want 0-16 hung on us. We don't want that on our resume for the rest of our careers. Players don't want that. None of those players care about Trevor Lawrence, you know. And pretty much what ends up happening is you get these weird, you get a weird environment inside of organizations when you have front offices that and ownership that has to think about the next 10 years, the next 15 years. And you've gone through such a horrific season. You get beyond 0-11, 0-12, and 0-13. You start to go, okay, well, what's the payoff for this? Because there's got to be something on the other side of this that's going to make this worthwhile. When the Lions went 0-16, they went and got Matt Stafford. You know, they threw away the guy's career, but I would argue that was worth the 0-16 because you got a guy who was, you know, had a ton of talent, and even though you mismanaged it, I don't think there was any question that Stafford was worth, you know, that pick. Well, Lawrence is that guy, and I would say that the general manager, people in the personnel department, and the owner are absolutely obliterated, you know, over what happened, you know, beating the Rams. It's not like they want to lose that game, but I think they were frustrated that Jacksonville was just not relenting in their ability to lose. And I know their evaluation on Trevor Lawrence was through the roof, and not only is it through the roof, from what I understand, their distance between one and two in terms of the quarterbacks is pretty significant. So it's not like they're sitting there going, well, hey, you know, we still get Fields, and Fields is really close. I don't know if they believe that Fields is close. Now they're in this situation where they have to start asking themselves, if we're going to take a quarterback, is that guy better than Darnold? And that's just a whole other, you know, animal to deal with. What a game. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Charles Robinson.
Worst guys, that had to be the worst loss I think the NFL has seen, and I've struggled to really
long time.
Incredible.
Because the Jets are so bad. Yeah, it's one of the worst upsets ever.
Yeah, and it was just atrocious. It's one of those things that just leaves you shaking your head. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Charles, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us. I promise next week there will be no Pro Bowl discussion whatsoever.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I feel for Titans fans. I get it. I totally understand the frustration, but I'm just telling you, just stop listening to there's too many people out there that, you know, everybody's going to be heard about what people's opinions are, Ryan Tannehill or whatever. But you know what? 95% of those people never watched Tannehill, haven't seen him play this year, probably didn't see him play last year. Like, I don't think they understand, you know, his development as a player. And again, the opportunity is there for him to continue to change how people look at him. And that's really the silver lining for all of us.
Charles, hope you have a great Christmas, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Be safe.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll react to a little of what Charles had to say there, and also look ahead to the AFC South, maybe what it looks like next year. Is Trevor Lawrence going to be a part of that? That's on the other side of the break. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Titans fans, Corner Pub is the place to check out the game with locations in Bellevue, Brentwood, or downtown, and great beer specials including $1 off of Yazoo and Happen Harry's draft beers, plus Happen Harry's bucket specials. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL pregame show live from the Corner Pub in Brentwood this Sunday. Join ESPN 102.5 The Game from 5 to 7 p.m. prior to the Titans taking on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. The NFL pregame show features Jared Stillman, former Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, and is brought to you by Wholesale Inc., powered by Rumble On, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Kubota Tractors, Middle Tennessee Kubota dealers. And keep in mind, Corner Pub locations will be following social distancing and safety guidelines, so make sure that you remember that. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes will join us to begin the 9 o'clock hour, so very much looking forward to that conversation. But Joe, we had Charles Robinson on from Yahoo Sports in the last segment, and you asked him about the Jaguars and their pursuit now of Trevor Lawrence. And if you're a Titans fan, like, I just have to imagine watching all these games take place on Sunday when you saw the Jets just totally screw it up and win that game inexplicably against the Rams. You just had to start shaking your head and thinking about, all right, you're getting ready to be in a situation where you're in the same division as Deshaun Watson, whoever the Colts quarterback is going to be, Phillip Rivers for the moment. We'll see what they do at that position in the future. But a loaded roster with Indianapolis. And then, oh, by the way, all of a sudden, Trevor Lawrence could be coming in right now in Jacksonville. I mean, this division, if this holds on as it is right now and Jacksonville finishes 1-15, Joe, this AFC South could get very, very interesting in the next few years.
Yeah, now I need to put our guy Todd from Jacksonville on a little blast here, okay?
Okay.
It's good to hear. It's good to hear from Todd.
It was great to hear from Todd yesterday.
In a while. Now, early this year, he's telling us, Trevor Lawrence, I'm sorry, we have a guy named Gardner Minshew. Thank you very much. We're going to be way better than you ever would have guessed. And now I got a tweet from Todd last night. This is Todd from Jacksonville. Quote, I'm very, very happy for the Titans this season. Going to be a very long time. That's like, I think he's got seven E's in there. Very long time. before they have a chance to win the division again. He's got a little picture of Trevor Lawrence in a Jaguars jersey, a little Photoshop deal. So now, Todd, now you've embraced being crap and getting the number one pick. Because earlier you were telling us, no, you don't sleep on this team. Now, in all seriousness, Todd should be pretty excited.
Thank you.
You know, because, hey, now the idea that next year they get Trevor Lawrence and they're winning the AFC South, I mean, let's slow it down a little bit. Let's tap the brakes a little bit. But if they get him, I mean, look, earlier this year, I was kind of buying into the, ooh, Justin Fields, he's coming on. This might be 1A, 1B. I don't think that anymore. It's not 1A, 1B. Trevor Lawrence is – it's just hard for me to imagine him not being a star in this league. And I know this has happened before countless times. A great college football player, for whatever reason, health situation, you know, he was just overrated, whatever it is, you know, gets money and he screws it up, you know, doesn't turn out the way we all think. But, man, I have a hard time buying that with Trevor Lawrence. He is a destined star. And if you look at the Jaguars, not only in line to get him, but all the draft capital they have,
yeah,
some pretty good young pieces. If they make the right moves at GM and coach, they are set up here to turn things around probably pretty quickly.
They are. And look, you heard Charles talk about like the Jets when they evaluate the quarterbacks going from Trevor Lawrence to Justin Fields. I think there's a pretty big gap there. We had Dan Orlovsky on a couple weeks ago, and he talked about it. Like the gap that he sees between Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields is also pretty big. So this is huge for Jacksonville. Like the Jets screwing this up and winning that game on Sunday, I mean, it could totally alter the course of the AFC South for the next 10 to 15 years. Like that one game we could look back on 7 years from now, and the New York Jets may be like the most hated franchise that the Titans have just because they let Trevor Lawrence fall into the lap of the Jags.
And let's not forget the Rams, who, by the way, screwed over St. Louis. I mean, they have a lot of reason to hate the Rams organization.
That
but
is true.
Yeah, it could be. Now, listen, you know, it's also possible the Jags keep screwing it up, and they screw it up even with getting Trevor Lawrence. And Charles just mentioned the fabled Detroit Lions draft of 2009. With Matthew Stafford, you know, it's gotten them 3 playoff appearances and no playoff wins and a lot of bad seasons. So, I mean, there's nothing guaranteed. You still have to have the right people in place to build the right thing. They stockpiled a lot of talent over several years and got to an AFC title game, and it was so dysfunctional there that look at what has happened since. So, I mean, there's still plenty, ample opportunity for the Jaguars to screw it up. We have to allow for that possibility. But, yeah, I mean, look, I think he's got a chance to be a great player in this league. I would also say that next year, in the short term, where the Titans are, you know, the Titans are a better team than the Jaguars on paper unless some drastic stuff happens in 2021.
Right.
And with Tannehill playing the way he is, they still have one of the top handful or so quarterbacks in the NFL right now. So, you know, it's not like you just leave the table and pick up your chips just because Trevor Lawrence goes to Jacksonville.
Well, sure. I'm just saying, like, the Jags have become, okay, I mean, Justin Fields, I still think there's a chance he could be a pretty good pro in the NFL, but I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I look at Trevor Lawrence, and I get it. It's happened before. There have been things we thought were a sure thing coming into the league, and it doesn't work out. Like, outside of injury, I just don't see it. I don't see Trevor Lawrence not being really, really good in the NFL. So that was a tough day on Sunday for Titans fans and for fans in the AFC South, potentially having Trevor Lawrence back in the fold.
Were other AFC South teams, like, were they, you know, freaking out because the Titans were going to get Winston or Mariota 5 years ago?
Maybe.
6 years ago?
I don't know.
So. There's so many busts. But, yeah, like, Trevor Lawrence being a bust is – that's hard to see. That's an interesting point Charles brought up, too, is the jet situation. Because obviously we've sort of looked at, like, yeah, okay, Darnold, you actually could be good, but I guess the Jets are giving up on you. Do they give up on him for Justin Fields? That's or do they, you know, do they get out of there and stockpile picks and try to build around him? That's going to be really fascinating, too. If this holds, Jaguars might go sweep the Colts.
That's right, baby.
And help the Titans win the AFC South. You don't know what's going to happen. We don't know in this league.
Would be the most Jags thing of all time. When we come back, Tennessee basketball coach Rick Barnes will join us. The Vols are off to a roaring start on the court. We'll talk to him next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, live from the Wholesale League Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.